Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on WIFM, and we're always pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you are doing well today.
Thank you. It's a good day today.
It certainly is, and boy, do we have a great topic, too, and one that I am always interested in, and I always seem to not have the correct answers, but we're talking about pruning today, aren't we?
We are. Lots of questions come into the office about pruning this time of year.
So let's just get right to it then. When is a good time to prune? Because I never seem to know the answer to that.
That's a good question, a very popular question for us. But as a general rule of thumb, our ornamental specialists recommend that spring blooming plants should be pruned right after they bloom.
Okay.
Pruning these plants later, it will not hurt the plant. It won't be detrimental to the plant, but it could very possibly lessen the amount of blooms for the next year. So we have a lot of questions about that too, like my plant don't have enough blooms this year. What has happened? Have I done something to them? And that could be one possible reason for that, because usually plants that bloom in the spring, their bloom buds are actually developing around the summertime for that next year,
for
the next spring. So that's what we're seeing, and that's the reason why you want to prune as soon after that bloom starts falling off.
Now, Joanna, what about those plants that don't bloom in the spring?
Another good question, because we have quite a few of those. Our evergreens, our hollies and things, our shrubs, lots of that that doesn't bloom in the spring. But now is a good time, late fall, winter. You really, I guess, generally best wait till after a hard freeze.
Okay.
And that just ensures that the plant is in its dormant stage and that the pruning that is done will not hurt the plant.
All right.
A lot of times when we prune before a winter freeze, our plants haven't really had time to harden off and prepare themselves for winter, so we'll see some injury during that time. And that's because sometimes, as you've seen this season, we've had a lot of warm weather.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of tricks the plants and thinks, oh, I've got to do something. And so their buds start to swell and they try to initiate some new growth. And we see that sometimes, even think about an apple tree.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not uncommon to see an apple tree trying to bud out in the fall. And the reason for that sometimes is because the warm weather or drought conditions and things like that. But really a good way to remember when to prune these types of plants, the evergreens, the hollies, things like that, is when you're getting ready to cut greenery for the holidays, perfect time to your pruning.
Our guest is Joanna Radford. She's an extension agent with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about pruning, what to prune, when to prune. And now I guess the obvious question is, how do we prune, Joanna?
And we see a lot of different methods throughout the county. If you just look around, some of them are not as pleasant to look at as others. But first thing that you want to do is just take a general evaluation of the plant. And if there's any disease or broken branches, you want to take those out first.
Okay.
You also want to look at any branches that are crossing over other branches.
Yes.
And to remove those. So all that happens pretty easily. You know, it may take you some time depending on what shape or how long it's been since you've pruned last. But those are things you want to look at first. But the last thing, look at the overall shape of the plant. Typically, you want to keep the plant in the same shape as what it would grow naturally. And we see sometimes people follow that, some people don't. But if the plant has grown larger than you would like, you can prune it back and take on, that will take on like a pyramidal shape.
Yeah.
Just making sure there's not a double leader in the plant, because sometimes that happens, and if it does, you would just want to take one of those out. So select the best, the strongest one, and keep that in and prune the other one out.
I think my next question, I'm going to hear some very familiar answers to what I've done wrong. What are some of the common mistakes we make when we're pruning, Joanna?
Some of it is probably over-pruning, for one thing. Take one of our most popular flowering trees, the crepe myrtle. They're beautiful, beautiful plants. We see a lot in the landscape, especially here in the county. Very popular. They were introduced around 1786 in the United States. They're here because they're beautiful, they're showy, they're tough, they're adaptable. They don't have a lot of pests. They bloom most of the summer. And in the winter, they have great winter appeal because of their bark. They have the exfoliating bark that just, once it does its thing and starts peeling off, you can see the smooth trunk that it has. So it's very pretty even in the winter. But what happens is people kind of butcher them, really. They top them. Sometimes they'll top them waist high. So we don't really recommend that kind of pruning practice.
So they're not meant to be topped. Why do you not recommend topping crepe myrtles?
Yeah, there are several reasons for that. One, it leaves very, very bad scars and wounds. These are permanent, and that just introduces also disease and problems for the plant later on. Second, it improves a profusion of smaller branches, resulting in a lack of proportion of the plant. Three, it creates larger blooms, but fewer of them. So that sometimes is a problem. And lastly, it just doesn't look good, Danny.
And that's really as important as anything, I think.
That's right.
For someone who like me, who Joanna, who is more visual, where could a person go to see exactly how to prune a crepe myrtle correctly? Is there a place around here to go to see that?
You know, there is in Mount Airy. If you take a ride down through downtown Mount Airy, they have a lot of crepe myrtles in their landscape around town.
Oh, yes.
And that landscape crew there knows how to prune crepe myrtles. Mm. They're beautiful. They kept their shape. They really appreciate the crepe myrtle and do it correctly. You only really need to thin it out, the trunks of the young trees, leaving somewhere between, you know, 3 and 5 permanent trunks.
Yeah.
And you'll see that in Mount Airy.
What do we do with the crepe myrtles in the spring? Is there something we need to do then?
You can remove any suckers, new suckers that appear from the ground or from the main trunks. If the tree is small, the seed pods can be removed, but just make sure you know that this is purely for aesthetic reasons, nothing else.
Okay.
And then you can, during the winter, remove the dry pods. It doesn't promote any more blooming during the summer, but you can remove them. Removing them during the summer does promote maybe faster rebloom.
So we talked about some people are topping the crepe myrtles. That obviously we shouldn't do. So, Joanna, what are options to topping then?
Well, you know, a lot of times when they do top, folks, we see it because they put the plant in the wrong place. So mm-hmm. you might want to look just to see how big does that plant actually get, like the crepe myrtle. Does it get 30 feet tall, or is it a smaller one that gets 3 feet? So there are a lot of different cultivars that don't grow as tall as others, and that is what we would recommend, is just trying to investigate and choose, you know, what crepe myrtle's out there, what cultivar that has maybe a range of 3 feet, or, you know, if you wanted something a little taller, 6 to 7, but, you know, they can go up to, you know, 30 feet, so they can get pretty large.
So, in other words, plan ahead.
That's right.
All right, where you're planning it and what you need. Okay. Joanna Radford, our guest, she's Extension Agent with Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about pruning and more specifically here about crepe myrtles. Where can we find, I love crepe myrtles. I have a number in my yard. Where can we find crepe myrtles, Joanna?
We have a lot of great local nurseries, and I would recommend just looking there. There are a number of improved of the semi-dwarf cultivars that only get 6 to 8 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okuma is one of them. It's a white blooming crepe myrtle. Hopi is a pink blooming crepe myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Tonto.
Okay.
It's a fuchsia color,
yeah.
And some people even like the purple that stands out really, really nicely, but that cultivar would be Velma's Royal Delight. So those are just a few. There are tons and tons of them, and we do have, you know, our local nurseries around do have crepe myrtles for sale.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is some great information, Joanna. I'm sure if folks have questions about the pruning crepe myrtles or any other pruning, they can contact you at your office.
That's right. Anytime. We're open from 8:15 until 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And our phone number is 336-401-8025.
Terrific. Joanna Radford, Extension Agent with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. Joanna, happy pruning.
Oh, thank you, Danny. You too.
Thanks for joining us for Extension Today. And folks, thank you for joining us here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.